Our series is going to be on the early and latter rain and the loud cry.
我们这一次的主题呢，算是注重于晚雨、早雨，还有大呼声。
Now there are many things that we're going to be discussing in the time that we spend together.
而我们在一起的时候呢，我们将会讨论呢许多的事情。
And it's important that we take the subject in a very systematic approach.
也非常的重要呢，我们将这些东西呢都以顺序的排列出来。
Now, I'm going to be reading extensively from the Spirit of Prophecy.
而我呢将会很多时候阅读怀斯姆的著作。
Now, I don't know how much is available to you in your language.
并不是很清楚，在你们语言呢，这个怀斯姆著作有多少
？But there's one thing I want to share with you about the spirit of prophecy.
但是有一样事情我要跟你们分享，关于预言之灵。
There seems to be a misunderstanding among some.
或许在你们当中有一些的误会。
About the nature of inspiration.
关于到启示的来源。
The spirit of prophecy is a gift that God has given to His last day church.
预言之灵乃是上帝给末后子民的一个恩赐。
Now, according to Ephesians chapter 4,
那么根据以弗所书第四章
，First Corinthians chapter 12,
哥林多前书十二章
，Romans chapter 12,
罗马书第十二章
，These are known as spiritual gift chapters.
这些呢都是属灵的恩赐的圣经章节。
Because they are the chapters that actually list all the spiritual gifts.
因为这些章节呢写出了所有的属灵恩赐出来。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
而在哥林多前书第十二章呢
，it states that all of the gifts come from one source.
他说呢，所有的恩赐呢都来自一个来源。
That one source is the Holy Spirit.
那来源呢，就是圣灵。
Therefore,
所以呢
the author of all the gifts,
那些所有恩赐的著者的作者
is the Holy Ghost,
就是圣灵。
Now, there is a parable that Jesus taught called the parable of the talents.
那么呢，耶稣有说的比喻就是恩赐的比喻，才干的比喻。
Each of us are stewards of the gifts that God bestows upon us.
我们每一个人呢，都是上帝恩赐或者上帝才干的管家。
Now, to some people, they may have five talents.
所以某些人，他们或许有五个才干。
Others two.
有些两个才干。
But everybody has at least one.
但是每个人至少都有一个恩赐。
Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
那么根据哥林多前书第十二章呢？
It is the Holy Spirit that determines who gets not only how many, but which gifts.
那么呢，根据刚刚前书十二章呢，圣灵呢乃是断定不只是多少个，而是每个人获得什么样的恩赐。
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 17,
在启示录十二章十七节。
And then in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9 and 10.
然后呢，启示录书十九章啊，十七章第十八和十九，第十九二十。
And then in Revelation
九和十节，对不起。
Revelation 22, and there in verse 9.
而启示录书二十二章在第九节。
If you put those verses together.
如果你将这几个圣经章节放在一起的话
you will find the following facts,
你会发现到以下的事实
that to God's last day church,
就是呢给予上帝末后的教会
will be manifested the gift of the spirit of prophecy,
就将会有预言之灵的恩赐
but the only individuals who are qualified to receive the gift of the spirit of prophecy are prophets.
但是那些能够领受预言之灵的恩赐的呢，乃是先知。
In other words,
换句话来说呢，
in order for God to bestow the spirit of prophecy upon God's last day church,
为了上帝要给上帝末后的子民这个预言之灵恩赐，
he must raise up a prophet first.
他必须要先兴起一位先知。
And to the Seventh-day Adventist Church,
而对基督复临安息日会,
we have been blessed
我们非常的有福气,
with the gift of the spirit of prophecy.
因为我们有预言之力。
We know that God has manifested it in our midst a prophet.
我们知道呢, 上帝在我们当中给先知这个智慧,
by the name of Ellen G. White.
叫做怀爱伦。
Now, putting together everything that I've told you from the word of the Lord,
将所有我刚才告诉你的,
if all the gifts come from the Holy Spirit,
如果所有的恩赐都是圣灵来的,
if He's the author of all the gifts,
如果他是这些所有恩赐的作者,
and God will manifest the spirit of prophecy to the remnant church,
而上帝将在末后子民中呢, 将会给予圣灵的恩赐,
who then is the real author of the spirit of prophecy?
那么预言之灵真正的作者是谁呢?
Is it Ellen G. White?
是怀爱伦吗?
Or is it the Holy Spirit?
还是圣灵呢?
Absolutely, it's the Holy Spirit.
确实,的确,就是...
Listen, friends, who wrote the Holy Bible?
朋友们,谁写了这本圣经?
Now that may be a little bit of a, you know, of a kind of a trick question.
或许那里有一点,
We know the Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
我们知道呢,上帝说圣人乃是因圣灵的感动所说出来的话语。
Now we say that Peter, Paul, and John, and Matthew, and Isaiah.
我们说彼得、保罗、马太、以赛亚。
In other words, they're the ones who wrote the words.
那些写出圣经话语的人。
But they're not the author of the Holy Bible. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Holy Bible. Peter and all the apostles and prophets,
还有其他的使徒, 其他的先知,
they are simply an instrument used by God to accomplish His will. And the same is with the spirit of prophecy. Sister White is an instrument in the hands of God.
怀姊妹,怀姐妹,
but the author of the spirit of prophecy is the Holy Spirit. Now this is very important to understand. We say the Bible is infallible. And this is true.
而这是真的。
Why is it infallible?
为什么圣经是没有偏差?
Because we know the author is the Holy Ghost.
因为我们知道他的作者乃是圣灵。
And we know the Holy Ghost is the third person in the Godhead.
而我们知道圣灵乃是神性的第三位。
And we know one of the attributes of deity is infallibility.
而我们知道上帝的其中
So whatever God does,
所以上帝所做的任何事情,
He does it perfectly.
他做的是非常完全的,
there is no error.
是没有错误的,
so the Bible is infallible.
所以呢,圣经是没有偏差的。
If the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible and the Bible is infallible,
如果圣灵是这本圣经的作者,而这本圣经呢,是不有偏差的。
And the Holy Spirit is the same author of the spirit of prophecy.
而圣灵呢,也是这个预言之灵同样一个作者。
Then what does that make the spirit of prophecy?
那么它使到预言之灵有什么样的特征呢?
An opinion of some lady who lived over 100 years ago?
是不是100年前某个妇女的意见呢?
No. The spirit of prophecy is not an opinion.
预言之灵不是一个意见,一个见解。
It's not good counsel.
它不是好的劝勉。
The spirit of prophecy is not a good suggestion.
预言之灵不是一个好的意见。
The spirit of prophecy is a divine revelation from the third person of the Godhead to God's people.
预言之灵乃是上帝接着圣灵所引发写出来的 这本书。
The spirit of prophecy, in my opinion, is a divine commentary of the Holy Bible.
对于我来说，预言之灵乃是上帝所给予我们的圣经注释。
And since the Holy Spirit is the author of the spirit of prophecy,
而既然预言之灵的作者乃是圣灵。
And he is infallible.
而圣灵呢是没有错误的。
Then the gift of the spirit of prophecy is infallible.
那么呢，预言之灵的恩赐呢是没有错误的。
So when the spirit of prophecy declares something to be the truth,
所以当预言之灵说这个乃是真理，
that truth is infallible.
那一个真理呢就是没有错误的。
And for anyone to question the integrity of the writings of the spirit of prophecy.
而给予任何人来说，若他们怀疑这预言之灵的著作，
or to relegate it to a position of an opinion,
或者是把它贬低成为某个意见而已，
or good counsel,
或者是某个好的见解，
is not attacking Ellen White.
那不是在攻击怀爱伦。
Who are they really attacking?
他们在攻击谁呢？
The Holy Spirit.
乃是攻击圣灵。
Now Jesus made it very clear.
耶稣呢，非常的明白。
You can sin against me, he said.
他说你能够得罪人。
And you will be forgiven.
你也可以被赦。
He said you can sin against the Father and you will be forgiven.
他说你可以得罪天父，你也可以被。
But when you sin against the Holy Spirit,
被赦免，但是当你得罪，
you will not be forgiven in this world, and neither in the world to come.
他说你在这世上不能被赦免，在永世上也不能，白上也不能被赦免。
There are two ways to commit the unpardonable sin.
那么这里有两个方法来犯这个不能被赦免的罪。
One is if by persisting you rebel against God.
第一个呢是一直持续不断的。不要听从圣灵。
Until you reach the point of no return.
直到呢你来到一个地步不能回头的。
There's another way.
还有另外一个方法。
When you call the work of the Holy Spirit the work of the devil.
当你叫圣灵的工作成为撒旦的工作。
That is committing the unpardonable sin.
那就是犯了那不可赦免的罪。
And I'm here to tell you now.
而我站在这里告诉你。
That as a Seventh-day Adventist,
身为一个基督复临安息日会员，
I am not ashamed,
我并不羞辱，
nor bashful in any way,
并不害臊，
to tell you what God has saying in the spirit of prophecy.
告诉你上帝借着预言之灵所彰显出来的话。
It is a shame, a tragedy,
是一个羞耻，是一个非常可悲的事情。
That the Seventh-day Adventist Church
当基督复临安息日会
has not translated all the writings of Sister White to the world.
并没有把怀师母怀爱伦的著作呢翻译成各世界的语言。
It is in my opinion
对于我个人的意见来说
one of the reasons why the world church languishes in the condition that it is in today.
为什么世界上所有我们的教会还在老底家的状况？
To those of you who can read English,
对于那些能够阅读英文，
you have an unbelievable blessing before you.
你有一个无可限量的福气。
Because you can read all the writings.
因为你可以阅读所有怀爱伦的著作。
It's a privilege.
是给你们的一个赏赐，一个恩惠。
And I would encourage you to do it.
我也要鼓励你去做。
Now,
那么呢？
I'm going to read to you some statements from the pen of inspiration.
我将要在预言之灵的著作中向你阅读一些。
I believe I mentioned to you my title tonight.
我相信我今晚已经告诉你我的题目了。
Is called Get Ready, Get Ready, Get Ready.
它的题目就是准备，要预备，要预备。
Now, I'll tell you how I came up with this.
我将告诉你我怎么样得到这个主题。
I had been familiar with the statement in the spirit of prophecy.
我非常的认识了这个预言之灵的这些字句。
And so I began to do a research.
所以呢，我开始做研究。
And I read every statement.
我就读每一个段每一段
and I compiled together all the statements where it is found in the spirit of prophecy. And I hadn't realized there were that many. And each one that I've compiled here together, even though it uses the same phrase, yet the statements are a little different in each way. I'm going to read them to you, and we're going to discuss them one by one. The first statement is found in the book Early Writings, page 64. The servant Lord says, in a view given June
27
of 1850, my accompanying angel said, time is almost finished. We're going to talk about the early and latter rain. We're going to talk about the loud cry. But there is a central issue I want us to focus on. And it is found in this question. Now the angel is talking to Sister White and says, time is almost finished. And listen to the question now. Do you reflect the lovely image of Jesus as you should? Now, I want you to listen. What is the real issue? According to the angel, what is the most important thing? It is reflecting the image of Jesus fully. In other words,
换句话来说,
the most important issue is character development. What kind of a Christian are you? In other words, what kind of a person are you really like?
换句话来说,
what is your character? Is it reflecting the image of Jesus? Do you reflect the image of the world? Now, it is a fault of human nature that we tend to judge one another by examining one another. And so I will look at you, and I will then reflect upon myself, and think, you know, I'm not that bad. But there's something wrong here. What am I doing that's wrong? I'm making your character my standard to judge my character. Now listen. You are not my standard. I am not your standard. Jesus is the standard by which we measure all true character. You may be better than me, but that doesn't mean you're like Jesus. That doesn't mean you reflect his image fully. It doesn't matter if we are better than one another. The question is, are we like Jesus? The statement goes on. Then I was pointed to the earth and saw that there would have to be a getting ready among those who of late embraced the third angel's message.
这里说一句是我们只是注意到地上认识到那些接近新近接受了第三天使信息的人必须进行准备。
Said the angel,
天使说,
get ready,
要,
get ready, get ready.
要具备, 要具备。
Now, there has to be a getting ready among those who believe in the three angels' message.
那么呢, 对那些有三天使信息的人来说呢, 要准备是非常大, 非常重要的。
She goes on to say,
她继续说,
you will have to die a greater death to the world than you have ever yet died.
她说你们必须向世俗完全死去,
the experience we may presently have
我们现在所能够有的经验
is not sufficient for what is coming on this earth.
并不足够将要来临的。
Anyone who studies the prophecies of Daniel and the Revelation
任何人去研究但以理启示录的预言,
will understand what is going to take place in this earth's history.
将明白世界将要面对的事情。
There is not a doubt in my mind when I study the holy prophecies.
当我研究圣经的预言的时候，我完全没有。
When I see what is taking place in the United States and around the world.
当我看到在美国在全世界所发生的事情。
When I begin to see what is going on in the Church of God.
当我发现到在上帝的教会中所发生的事情。
My friends, it tells me we better get ready.
朋友,
we have a work to do.
We've
got to get serious about our Christian experience. And it may well be that you are serious. But what your experience is today will not be sufficient for what is coming tomorrow. We must have a deeper experience with God. A broader understanding of His Word. I am amazed how ignorant so many Seventh-day Adventists are of the Holy Bible.
对圣经多么的无知,
and I just cannot comprehend why.
我真的没有办法想象为什么。
Now I'm not speaking of those who newly come to the faith.
那我不是在对那些刚刚加入我们教会的说。
But I will say this.
但是我会说,
I find every now and then those who newly come to the faith are more knowledgeable than those who've been in the church for decades.
但是我可以告诉你, 那些刚进入教会的有很多啊, 在圣经的话语中更加多知识, 比那些, 10年, 20年的教友。
I cannot do anything here today for you.
我这一天并不能够为你做任何样事情。
But plead with you. I don't know all the reasons why God sent me here. I believe in divine appointments. I believe that it was in God's will divinely that we should all meet here this time. All that I can do is to appeal to you, to teach you the truth, and then hopefully by the grace of God, you will embrace the message and change your life to have a deeper and a more fuller experience with God. She goes on to say, I saw that there was a great work to do for them, but little time in which to do it. We have a little time.
很短。
And you know what happens when you have to do something and time is short? You get busy. You work harder. Because you want to finish your task before the time comes. The problem with us, we don't believe the time is short. We think tomorrow will always come. But the day will come when there will be no more time to prepare. May God help us. Early Writings, page 66. She said, my eyes were taken from the glory, and I was pointed to the remnant on the earth. The angel said to them, will ye shun the seven last plagues? Will you go to glory and enjoy all that God has prepared for those who love Him and are willing to suffer for His sake? If so, ye must die that ye may live. Again, reinforcing the same concept of a deeper experience. Get ready, get ready. Get ready. You must have a greater preparation that ye now have. For the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with fierce wrath and anger, to lay the land desolate and destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Sacrifice all to God. Lay all upon the altar. Self, property, all a living sacrifice. It will take all to enter glory. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where no thief can approach or rust corrupt. Ye must be partakers of Christ's suffering if you would be partakers of Him in the glory hereafter. Once more, we find we must have a closer walk with God. A living experience. Not a theoretical experience. Listen, the Bible says the devil believes. He knows that Jesus existed 2,000 years ago on this earth. There are multitudes of people in this world who believe that. But they do not make Jesus their Savior. See, theoretical knowledge is not enough. That will not save you. Just because you know the mark of the beast, or that Saturday is the seal of God, does not mean you're going to heaven. Multitudes of Seventh-day Adventists will be lost because they did not walk with Jesus. Yet they knew the Sabbath. They knew about the state of the dead. They knew about the Antichrist. And don't misunderstand me. We need to understand these things.
But
that of itself does not save you. We need more than head knowledge. We need to finally demonstrate to the world what it really means to be a Christian. Where you live. Asia, Southeast Asia, is very pagan. You understand that, don't you? You live in a very pagan society. I know this. The day is coming when those pagans are going to hear the three angels' message. But what will change them from a pagan to a Christian? It's not just the words you say. More importantly, it's the life you live. A demonstration that there is a God in heaven. I was just reading about Elijah. God's people went from worshiping the true God to worshiping Baal. Baal worship is pagan worship. So they went from worshiping the true God to worshiping paganism. And Elijah had a message to give to them. If Elijah had not been walking with God, Elijah's message would have no impact on the people. This is why there is a famine in the land of this world. And may God help us as Seventh-day Adventists. Early Writings, page 119. I saw that the remnant were not prepared for what was coming upon the earth. Now, Amaya, who's the remnant? Yes, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is God's true church. It is the remnant. It is not a remnant, but it is the remnant. Now, some people might think, well, that's a rather boastful statement to be making. No, it is not a boastful statement. It is an acknowledgement of the fact of who we really are in the eyes of God. When we wake up to the realization that we are the remnant people of God, we will understand then better what our mission is in this world. And according to Isaiah chapter 58, we are called to be repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in.
We are 成为那个修补过去弥补受伤的人。
When we forget who we are,
当我们忘记我们到底是谁,
we no longer know what our mission is.
我们不再知道我们的宗旨是什么。
And our message becomes watered down.
而我们的信息将会被掩抑。
It no longer has a distinctive sound to it.
它不再有一个特殊的声响。
My friends, I tell you, we are the remnant church.
朋友们，我告诉你，我们是余民。
She says the remnant are not prepared for what is coming.
她说余民还没有准备好应付将要来。
She says stupidity like lethargy seemed to hang upon the minds of most of those who profess to believe that we have the last message.
她说一种麻痹症像昏睡状态似的，使大多数自信拥有最后的信息的人呆住了。
What was wrong with the people?
人要有发生什么事情了呢？
Stupidity
是呆住了。
Now, stupidity means to stupefy the mind. In other words, the mind is paralyzed.
发呆的意思呢，是他们的思想迟钝了，不能够思想。
The mind cannot function in an appropriate manner.
停止了，不能够正确的去思考。
In other words, they're not thinking right.
换句话来说，他们并没有正确的思想。
She says,
她说
those who believe that we have the message for these last days,
她说那些自己相信拥有最后信息的人
most of them, she says,
大多数，她说大多数的
are not thinking right.
没有真正的思想，没有正确的思考。
And because of that,
而也因为这样，
they do not realize
他们没有发现到
what is about to happen,
前面将要来临的事件。
She says, my accompanying angel cried with an awful solemnity.
那伴随我的天使以最庄严的态度说，
What do you think the angel said to her?
讲这个天使告诉他什么？
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
快准备，快准备，快准备。
For the fierce anger of the Lord is soon to come.
因为主的愤怒很快就要做吧。
His wrath is to be poured out, unmixed with mercy, and ye are not ready.
他那存疑不杂，不残有丝毫怜悯的烈怒将要倾倒出来。而你们还没有准备好。
Rend the heart and not the garment.
不要撕，要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
A great work must be done for the remnant.
渔民必须经一番很大的锻炼功夫。
Many of them are dwelling on little trials.
他们当中很多人注意一些小小的困难。
Said the angel, legions of evil angels are around you.
天使说，你们四面受这恶使者的包围。
And are trying to press in their awful darkness that ye may be taken, snared and taken.
而且他们企图将他们可怕的黑暗压逼你们，使你们陷入网罗，被他俘虏。
Ye suffer your minds to be diverted too readily from the work of preparation and to the all-important truths for these last days.
你们太容易让自己的思想偏离做准备的工作和末期的重大真理。
Ye dwell upon little trials.
你们常注意一些小困难。
And go into minute particulars of little difficulties to explain them to the satisfaction of this one and that.
甚至对这些困难小题大做，总想向这个或那个人解说清楚。
Conversation has been protracted for hours between the parties concerned.
事情上，为此有关方面各进行了长时间的谈话。
Not only has the time been wasted,
结果他们的时间不但耗费了，
but the servants of God are held to listen to them when the hearts of both parties are unsubdued by grace.
同时上帝的仆人还必须听他们的谈话。事实上双方心灵都不为上帝的恩典所逊。
If pride and selfishness were laid aside, 5 minutes would remove most difficulties.
如果他们肯摆脱骄傲和自私， 的话，多半的困难在五分钟就可以解决了。
What's wrong with God's people?
上帝的子民发生。
Instead of focusing on getting ready for the coming of the Lord,
他们没有专注于准备上帝的来临。
What did the angel tell the servant of the Lord is our problem?
天使告诉怀斯母教会的问题是什么？
We're dwelling on the little trials.
我们一直在注意一些小小的困难。
We complain.
我们在埋怨
about why maybe I'm not the Sabbath school teacher.
为什么我是基督是安息日学老师
？Or maybe why I'm not chosen to do this or that.
或许我为什么不被拣选做这个事情或做这那样的事情？
We dwell on the very minor issues.
我们一直在讨论一些很小的课题。
We spend so much time discussing them.
我们花这么多时间一直在讨论着他们。
If we would take that energy,
如果我们将这些的力量
and focus it on getting ready,
把它专注在做好准备的工作
we would be ready.
我们就能够准备好了。
But we're too busy gossiping.
但是我们花太多的精神在那里
and complaining
在那里埋怨
I will say to those of us and listen by the way I want to make this clear I'm the worst of them all so I'm not better than anybody
我要告诉你们先我不是针对我自己是最可怕的那一位
I mean I'm ashamed of myself
我对自己非常的害臊
when I look at my life
当我看我自己的生命
and I think of the things that I have done
而我在想我过去所做过的事情
or maybe what I have said
或许我说过的一些话语
I can tell you this
我可以很坦白
all that I can say is thank God there's Jesus
我能够告诉你是感谢主有耶稣
So I'm not saying here I'm better than anybody here.
我不是在说我比任何一个人强。
But I think we need to be honest with ourselves.
而我是要告诉你们，让我们自己坦白一点。
The church is languishing.
我们的教会要悲惨的时候。
If we were truly ready for the coming of the Lord,
如果我们真正的准备好基督复临
I wouldn't be here.
我不在这里了
and neither would you
你也不在这里了
we'd be in heaven
我们在天国了
the fact that we're still on this earth
我们还在这世界上的意思就是
is evidence that we have a work to do
就是我们还有很大的工作还没有
and the work does not finish until we get to the glories of the eternal kingdom
而那样事情并没有完成直到我们进入那荣美之地
and even then
就算到了荣美之地
We will continue to develop character
还是要继续的建立塑造的
And have the privilege
也有这个
Of telling the unfallen world
去告诉其他没有堕落的世界
Of the experience of being saved
关于到我们被拯救的经验
Do you have that one, Review and Herald? All right. Review and Herald, this is from the Review and Herald articles, October 31 of 1893. Periodicals, yes, it's
yeah.
a periodical.
Yeah.
The Lord is coming. Time is short.
时间短促。
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
快准备，快准备，快准备。
For Christ's sake, call a halt.
为了基督缘故，请停止。
You have not a moment to lose.
你没有一刻可以花费的。
Put an end to all unjust, unrighteous criticisms.
停止一切不正直、无义的评。
And humble your hearts before God.
在上帝的面前谦卑自己。
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
在上帝能够被寻见的时候去寻求他。
Call ye upon him while he is near.
在上帝临近的时候呼求他。
Let the wicked forsake his way.
让恶者离弃他的道路。
And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
而不义的人放弃他的思想。
Let him return unto the Lord.
让他回到主的面前。
for he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Manuscript number 8, page
222.
Just a letter, it's a letter. She says, at times I feel the power of God even in my flesh. And yet I am not satisfied. She says, I want to plunge deeper and deeper into the ocean of God's love and be wholly swallowed up in Him.
她说呢, 我要跳入更加深在上帝的爱中, 被他的爱呢, 所, 啊, 溺, 所, 啊, 淹没。
Be strong in God.
在上帝里坚强。
Do not sink.
不要沉默。
My vision comes up before me, and the words of the angel even now seem to ring in my ears.
我所看见的意象呢,在我眼前再次的彰显,我也似乎听到天使在告诉我的。
What do you think the angel said to her?
天使告诉她什么呢?
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
快准备,快准备,快准备。
Time is almost finished.
时间就要结束了。
Almost finished, almost finished.
就要结束了,就要结束。
Cry, cry, for the arm of the Lord is to be revealed. For the arm of the Lord is to be revealed.
呼喊, 呼喊, 因为主的臂膀将要显现出来。
Time is almost finished.
时候将要结束了。
What you do, you must do quickly.
你所做的, 你要快快地完成。
If the angel is telling us time is short,
如果天使在告诉我们时间短促,
what do you think our reaction should be?
我们的反应应该是怎么样的呢?
It's one thing if I tell you time is short.
另外是如果我告诉你时间短促, 又是另外一回事。
But an angel is telling us time is short.
天使在告诉你时间短促了。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us to get ready.
弟兄姐妹,求主帮助我们快准备好啊。
Manuscript 16, page 32.
一些怀斯母的书信。
Then I saw that the judgments of the Almighty God were speedily coming.
然后我看见全能上帝的审判将要来到。
I begged the angel to speak in his language to the people.
我求天使以他的语言告诉人民。
Now I want you to listen very carefully to what the angel says here.
我要你很注意天使所说的。
All the thunders and lightnings of Mount Sinai cannot move those who will not be moved by the plain truths of God's word.
西乃山上所有的闪电雷声都不能感动那一些不被上帝话语中简单的真理感动的人。
Neither would an angel's message move or awake them.
就是天使给的信息也不能够使他们警醒。
Now, let's stop there for a moment.
我们就在这里停顿一下。
This should remind you of something.
这个应该使你回想起来。
Of a particular story.
一个特定的故事。
Found in the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音找得到的。
Chapter 16.
在路加福音16章。
It's the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
那是富人与拉撒路的比喻。
Now, we don't have time to go through that parable, obviously.
我们没有时间呢,去讲这个比喻。
But there's a very interesting statement Jesus makes.
但是有一个很特殊的一个耶稣所说的一句话。
In reference to those who refuse to believe in what God says.
关于到那些拒绝不要听从上帝说的。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢?
They have Moses and the prophets.
他说他们有摩西和先知。
If they will not listen to them,
如果他们没有听从的话,
neither will they listen to one that rose from the dead.
他们也将不会听从一个从死里复活的人。
Now what did he mean?
他说的是什么意思呢?
It's the same thing that the angel just said.
就是这个天使所说同样的事情。
If you or I
如果你和我
do not believe the plain, simple teachings of God's word,
不能够相信简单上帝的话语给你的真理的话,
then the greatest miracle,
那么最大的神迹,
the most magnificent manifestation of God,
最强烈上帝所做的神迹,
even if an angel himself would appear before you,
就是一个天使站在你面前,
that would not convince you.
那也不会死,
why?
为什么呢?
Because if you don't believe what is so plain and obvious,
因为如果你不去相信这么简单这么明显的真理,
how can something miraculous convince you?
一个奇怪一个稀奇的东西如何能够使你相信呢?
If you do not embrace what is clearly revealed,
如果你不去拥抱那个非常明显
you will not embrace it if it is revealed through a miraculous manifestation. This is one of the problems with God's people. We don't believe the simple truths of God's holy word. We are Seventh-day Adventists. We have a message to give to this world. The Bible is clear. The spirit of prophecy confirms these truths. You can't get any simpler than the spirit of prophecy. And yet multitudes of Seventh-day Adventists reject the plain teachings of God's word. A miraculous miracle will not wake them up. Why do you think Jesus made a reference to the Jews that they could show us a sign, show us a sign? Jesus said, I'm not going to give you a sign.
耶稣说,
except the sign of Jonah in the whale.
只有呢,
obviously referencing to his death, burial, and resurrection.
而就是呢,
we are always looking and seeking for signs. That's why I am deeply saddened. When Seventh-day Adventists, I've seen this happen. A preacher will stand up before the people and preach a message. And generally everybody says, Amen, praise the Lord!
全部大部分人说, 哦, 感谢主, 赞美主。
1 week later,
一个礼拜过后,
another preacher comes.
另外一个教士来,
he preaches the opposite of what the other preacher just preached.
他传的呢是之前那个传道人完全相反的信息。
And the same people,
而同样的这人,
say Amen, praise the Lord!
让人听众说, Amen, 感谢主。
Where is the spiritual discernment among the people of God?
上帝子民中分辨对和错到底在哪里?
What has happened to us?
我们到底发生了什么事?
Are we so blind that we cannot see what God has already revealed?
我们是不是那么的瞎到我们完全看不见上帝彰显的东西?
Why are we so interested in the mysteries that will never be solved?
为什么我们这样这么的喜欢那些不能够被解释的奥秘?
When we don't even know the simple things that God has already revealed. This is a story one time. I was preaching in the United States. And I met these young men at the meetings. And they asked me about these, you know, prophecies, you see. And they had these strange ideas.
然后他们有这些古古怪怪的思想。
And so they began to explain them to me. So after a while, I stopped them. Because you know, after a while, there's only so much you can hear, I mean, of this nonsense. And so I looked at those, there were three boys, I looked at the three boys. And I asked them this question. And I'm going to ask you the same question. I said, can you take Revelation chapter 14?
能不能够将启示录14章
verses 6 through 12
从第六节到第十二节
and go line by line
然后一节一节的
verse by verse
每一句每一句的
angel by angel
每一个天使的
and explain the three angels' message
向我解释三天使的信息是什么
that was my question
那是我的问题我问他们
well they looked at me
他们看着我
then they looked at each other
他们看着对方
They looked back at me, and they said, no. I said, I asked them another question. I said, how then do you expect to get to heaven when you don't even know the very message that is to take you to heaven? You're more interested in everything else.
你更加的注意呢其他的东西
But the very message that will save our soul.
最能够拯救我们生灵的信息却撇弃
Said the angel, get ready, get ready, get ready.
天使说快准备
May God help us is my prayer.
愿主
How many want to say with me? Help me to get ready. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your tender mercies. Now, Lord, guide us and keep us. We thank you for the blessings you've given to us. Keep us now, we pray. And help us, dear Lord, to get ready, to get ready, get ready. In Jesus' name, amen.